and we're off again.
It would have been such a good line.
What?
When I said, we're going to go where? And then the podcast starts. But you didn't. You didn't click it.
We'll say it now.
And then we'll
protect. Everybody can ignore what's happening now, and we'll go silent, and then you start.
No, you've ruined it.
Start, okay. Then.
We could have ended it with where we're going to go.
Oh, okay.
And then we could have did the whole. Moment's pink, gone. We could have done the whole Pink Floyd the Wall thing, where it just repeats, and it's a big loop.
Yeah.
Do you edit the podcast?
No,
we don't edit the podcast at all. No. We don't.
Which?
We should follow it, but we don't.
That would require me to listen to it.
Yeah, I've stopped listening to it, actually. I've stopped listening back to it.
I've only listened to the one I'm on. not even gonna lie about that.
You've only listened to one.
Damn it, no, Olga. No, not one. The one I was on.
Oh, okay. Oh, the one. All right.
Yeah.
So, what?
Hello.
Hello. What films have you been watching?
I just came out of a screening of Paris, Texas.
How was that?
I'd seen it before. It's an amazing film. It's directed by Wim Wenders, who most recently did Pina.
In 3D?
Yes.
Stuff like
that. Good film. Harry Dean Stanton, who had a lovely cameo in The Avengers.
Avengers, yeah. Amazing film.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. What else have you watched? Have you seen anything? Come on, what's been happening in your film and TV world, people?
I don't even know.
Supernatural.
That has happened. That was a thing.
It's always happening. Game of Thrones.
I still haven't seen the most recent episode, actually.
I have.
Although there was the brilliant gift sets on Tumblr of Joffrey's best moments. It was just a selection of gifts of him being slapped.
And also getting shit thrown in his face.
That too.
You guys are really selling Game of Thrones to me.
Oh, it's fantastic. Do you not watch it?
I've not seen it yet, no.
Actually, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. I've not got Sky Atlantic, and I don't live in the 21st century.
I don't have Sky Atlantic.
Yeah, no,
do I look like I live in the 21st century?
I don't watch it in Sky Atlantic. It's watch it
on Sky Atlantic. Move the microphone over a little bit. There we go. Anyway, so...
You're the world's most exciting podcast host today.
I'm the host? Okay.
Really?
Isn't he?
Is that why
he's the one that's saying, what's happening, guys?
Yeah.
Is that why it's always such a bug?
Yeah.
All right, okay, then let's...
The microphone is aimed at you.
Yeah, this is true.
I've seen you plugged into it.
I'm the host, but not a very good host.
You're the host of the least.
Every podcast starts with an insult on me.
Well, no, we started a while ago.
Yeah.
Well, within the first...
The fact that we're now recording us insulting you is just coincidental.
Okay.
It's a crazy random happenstance.
We... Mission Impossible 4 is what I wanted to talk about. Have you seen Mission Impossible 4?
That was the worst segue ever.
Yeah,
Mission Impossible 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what we're going to talk about with a lot of passion and excitement. And I really don't like Tom Cruise.
What do you mean you don't like Tom Cruise?
I don't
as
like
a person
him.
Or as an actor?
I don't
know what you say. This is recorded.
Yeah. Yes, he is everywhere.
Tom Cruise does listen to this podcast.
No, but his people do.
To be fair, he's clearly insane, so he might...
Oh, he's crazy. He's a fantastic entertainer, though. The best thing I've missed him possible for was the building.
The Burj Khalifa scene.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
I'm glad your awareness levels are still the same.
Yeah.
The thing with the thing...
Tall building, the tallest building in the world.
Yeah,
right,
that one.
In that city...
Dubai.
The desert
Dubai.
Somewhere.
Dubai. It's in Dubai.
It is.
That was fantastic. He is an all-round... Fantastic entertainer.
He is a great entertainer.
He is.
I saw him perform a magic show once.
Oh, should...
His coin tricks were out of this world.
The way he does sleight of hand.
Tom Cruise.
He actually fooled Penn and Teller on the show.
You guys are crazy. We're joined by Olga.
Hello.
And Matt. Today. And David as usual. And me. This is all jumbled up.
You're not being joined by me. You're always here.
We are being joined by ourselves.
Yeah, we are being joined by ourselves. I know where I'm at. So, Mission Impossible 4, out on DVD last week. What are your thoughts? Who's seen it in this room? Just me and Olga. Okay, Olga, go. You.
I think it should be renamed.
Mission Impossible. Hmm. What's wrong with
it? It should be called Jeremy Renner's Trousers.
Sorry?
Why not?
Actually, one thing I'll say, the suits that Jeremy Renner and Tom Cruise wore were fantastic.
Right.
Like,
but
how many times
have they
been ruined? Is my point. How, you know, don't, if you're going to be running about the desert and jumping off like buildings and shit, don't wear a nice suit.
Make sure you have a good tailor.
Make sure you have a good tailor.
No, but the scene in the Burj Khalifa when Tom Cruise is about to fall off.
Oh.
Whatever. The woman that's holding him, no, he's being held by Jeremy Renner by the hand, you know, when he's hanging out of the window.
Yeah, yeah.
The woman is holding on to Jeremy Renner's trousers.
Oh, shit, I didn't know.
Two people being held by his fucking trousers.
Wow.
So there you go. Jeremy Renner's trousers.
Yeah, I really like Jeremy Renner, actually. He is a fantastic actor. I don't know if I've seen him in a bad film.
SWAT.
I've not seen SWAT. I've not seen that. I've only seen him in the Time, the Avengers, and the Mission Impossible 4.
Seen
the
Assassination of Jesse James?
Not yet, no.
Is he in that?
Really?
Did I completely miss that? I've seen that film like seven times.
No, you're thinking of Brad Pitt.
No.
Okay,
really?
Yeah. That's a bad joke. Let's just, you know.
Was that a joke? I thought it was just you being unaware.
He plays Woodward.
Yeah, no. Pause for the thinking.
I'd need a picture of him in that film.
Oh, okay.
Google it.
I can't think about that. I can't connect to the internet, which is why my Facebook is still intact. Without you guys raping me. Anyway, Mission Impossible 4. Not the best of the series.
I wouldn't know.
What ones have you seen?
Four.
Just four? Okay.
I'm sure I saw one when I was...
The bad... There was it one... I watched it with my brother, Ross, last week. And I was sitting watching, I'm thinking, what is the bad guy doing? Why is the bad guy doing that, doing the stuff? And I thought, maybe I'm just being...
Because he's Swedish and angry.
Yeah, well,
you don't like Swedish and angry?
I'm just sitting watching, I'm thinking, I don't... Have I missed something? It's quite possible I missed something. But I said to Ross, have you...
I think out of all straightforward films in the world...
Occam's Razor.
And I asked Ross, and he's like, I don't know either, Chris. And I read the Empire review afterwards, and they said it was unclear why he was doing it. It was just, like...
Because he was crazy.
It was just annoying. It was just really, really...
That's how I feel about Nickelback.
Well, to be fair...
I am not an advocate of Nickelback.
Yes, you are. Maybe the bad guy in Mission Impossible 4 had just seen all of the other Mission Impossibles and were like, you know what, I'm sick of these Mission Impossibles being really quite easy to pull off in the end.
Yeah, there was a fan.
I'm going to try and give them an actual impossible mission.
Tom Cruise had quite a beating in that film, Ethan Hunt. He did. It was pretty hard, actually.
Yeah.
The best bit was when he shouted mission accomplished, though. Mission accomplished, and he hit the button. That was funny.
That sounded like the cheesiest
But it was referenced earlier on. It was the Ving Rhames.
No, the best
up.
Line in that film is when they've just saved Tom Cruise from falling out of the tallest building in the world, and Simon Pegg walks in and goes, "Whew, that was tough."
Oh, yeah. Simon Pegg, good. I like Simon Pegg a lot, actually. Which, you know about the World's End. Start filming in September. The third in the trilogy of Cornettos.
Blood ice cream trilogy.
Cool.
Well, that was it.
I wonder what the Cornetto will be this time.
Can I just say something before we proceed? Chris, I really like your shirt, but I think you should put it back on.
Where do you go from there? No, I refuse. Wow. That stopped. That stopped all train of thought I had there. Wow.
You have a train of thought?
No, not really. It's more sort of...
You don't even have a train.
Wow. Anyway.
You're one of those things that two people just kind of walk up and down in their boots. We've only got one thought, so it doesn't
move
very far.
That makes me think of Brother Borat, though.
Yes.
A very, very good film. Have you seen it?
No, of course he's not.
It's on the list.
Come on.
I'm getting to it.
You shouldn't be getting to it. You should have gotten there ages ago. See, he doesn't have a train. So.
Yeah. It's only one person doing the thing, so it's not going very far.
I'm walking. I like walking.
Yeah. You should see it.
I want to watch it. Is it a Coen Brothers film?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
It's
Well, we'll go on to the Coen Brothers later on with the Big Lebowski. But has anybody else watched anything of note the past week? Anything? Matt? Nothing? David? Guys, we're really struggling with this.
What classic film did you watch this week?
The Big Lebowski.
You hadn't seen the...
We'll just go Big Lebowski now then. In our segment, which we'll call About Damn Time. Yeah, About Damn Time is what this segment's called. Yes.
This is when we're organised enough to have segments.
Yeah, but I like to think, you know, we have a loose structure in the podcast. We don't have a structure. Big Lebowski, watched it last night. It's on the list. Fantastic.
It's even surprising for you.
Fantastic.
Yes, you know, it is.
It's genuinely one of the most laughs at a film I think I've had in a while. I think.
So the funniest film you've seen?
Yeah, I don't know why I've never seen the funniest film I've seen in a while.
Genuinely.
The most humour, synapse inducing, noise creating film.
Yeah, it was really good. It was John Goodman was phenomenal.
See, the thing about that film is, obviously, everybody loves Jeff Bridges and everybody loves John Goodman.
Mm-hmm. Steve Buscemi.
My favourite part of that film is Mark Pellegrino.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yep.
He's good.
He's also my favourite part of Mulholland Drive.
Yeah, I've seen Mulholland Drive.
He's my favourite part of anything he's in, to be honest.
Have you seen Lost? You've watched Lost, haven't you? Mm-mm. It's a stupid question. Yeah. Why should you watch Lost? I've just spoken to so many people recently that have said I've not watched Lost, so I'm going to lose track.
You've seen it.
I've got a Lost poster, actually.
Oh, wow.
It was cool.
Do you want to wear it?
When did you last have it?
When did I last have the poster? What? I'm confused.
Oh, God, Chris.
So much. I'm going to take these headphones off, actually.
Yeah, you look silly with them.
Yeah. I feel sitting over there. Am I something in my face? Because there's so much. Nah, I'm good. Thanks so much. Anyway, Big Lebowski was excellent. I don't know. Jeff Bridges was good, as always. It was fun.
Drink White Russians.
Actually, Dad, you drink White Russians anyway. I was thinking I could go to White Russians now. I'm thinking White Russians tomorrow night. Yes.
Working.
I mean tonight. I mean, I watched it last night. I was thinking. White Russians tomorrow night is what I meant.
And also, I don't want to see you two nights in a row.
well, there's that. It was a good film. Yeah, I don't know what much else I can say. I'm hoping that one of these films you suggest is going to be bad.
The only films that I suggest are going to be bad are films I suggest because they're bad.
No, but I mean like what, that. I'm not going to enjoy.
I don't think The Room's actually on.
Have you seen The Room?
No.
Like The Room.
Who allowed you to get a podcast?
this is the reason.
So I can watch films.
Verbally bitch slap him. We do not advocate physical violence.
Yeah,
I did throw.
No, he did. You hit me in the head with a bottle on one of the podcasts. I saw.
Martin was on. And we were talking about Fight Club, which you hadn't seen.
I see it.
So naturally, I threw a bottle at his face.
Naturally. It was sore, right in the ear.
Just be glad it's not today when I've got the glass Snapple bottle.
Right in the ear? Watch yourself. Somebody with a bottle in the ear.
Can we move past this? Or do you need couples therapy?
Probably couples therapy.
Yeah.
Couples therapy?
Don't agree and then suddenly be like, wait, what? What's going on? Listen before you agree to things.
Okay. Anyway, Big Lebowski was great. It was fantastic. The scene at the end with the ashes, I almost had to have an asthma attack watching that with the amount of laughter I had. So very funny.
Do you have asthma?
I have asthma, yeah. I do have asthma, yes.
Big Lebowski induced asthma. He was laughing so much.
That would go in the poster, wouldn't it? Big Lebowski, so good it induces asthma. Yeah. No, it was a very funny. I actually want to watch it again. It's one of the few films that... But right after it finishes, I thought, I want to watch that again.
Mm.
Like, recently. I
thought that after The Muppets and The Avengers.
Yeah. Oh, The Avengers.
I've watched Serenity twice in a row. once. I watched it once and then just kind of skipped back to the beginning and watched it with audio commentary.
I really love that film.
I've done that
with Fellowship.
I did that with Dr. Horrible as well, actually.
Nice.
Watched it with audio commentary, watched it with commentary and musical.
Mm. Hey, oh, you've got the DVD, have you?
Well, I downloaded the DVD, a DVD thing.
I don't know. DVD. All that. That's a fantastic thing, Dr. Horrible.
Thing. It is a thing.
Yeah. It's a Mushorkio.
Yeah. That. Fantastic. I love it. So very, very much.
They're making a two.
Yeah. I've actually got the soundtrack. I've been listening to it unashamedly on a loop.
Yeah.
Mm. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That makes me very happy, actually. Just listen to it.
I'm not sure where they're going to go with the sequel, though. Because...
What do you mean? Oh, because of the end of the...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it going to be Dr. Horrible as part of the Evil League of Evil?
Would that probably be good?
Dr. Horrible, Dr. Horrible, Bad Horse, the unlikely love story.
Dr. Horrible, you're sucking Bad Horse.
That would be good. The Bad Horse love story. See, because that's your Twitter thing, David, the I want to be an achiever, I want to do things.
One of the great things, I want to be an achiever.
Like Bad Horse. And I didn't want to ask, because I knew I would get slapped. If I said, where's that reference
from? Why
didn't
you just copy it, paste it into Google, and click enter?
Well, that makes a little bit more sense.
Chris isn't smart.
Yeah. I'm street smart.
Chris? No, you're not.
What street is this?
Sesame Street smart.
Hey, good on. I can rock with them. I can rock with them on Sesame Street. I could roll with them. Big Bird and that. Elmo. I could rock with them.
I'm pretty sure even they would leave you behind.
Yeah.
And from around the...
Sorry, how would you leave everything? Behind?
That's a sad life, if even the Sesame Street characters leave him behind.
Even Elmo over there. Oh, fuck this.
I would love to hear Elmo say that.
You'd love to hear Elmo say
that. He's fuckless.
Have you not seen the video of him and Ricky Gervais?
I have. I can't remember it. I'll be honest, I can't remember it. I've seen it though, but I can't remember it.
He's going to fall asleep soon.
Yeah, you can probably tell I'm very,
hi everyone,
very,
Chris
very
is falling asleep. This podcast will end shortly.
I'm very tired this week. But
I think you're probably better after that.
What if I fall asleep? Shut up! Alright, I'm going to wake up now and be like all podcast hosty and shit.
This is how you could market your podcast and encourage your listeners to
we don't want to market the podcast.
Make a mug of Horlicks. Wine on the couch. Tune in.
We can guarantee sleep about 35 minutes in.
Really? That long?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Big Lebowski, I really enjoyed that film. That.
Do you want to tell us again how you really enjoyed it?
I think some people may be confused. They may think you're wavering a bit.
And I genuinely wasn't sure about it though beforehand. I genuinely thought, I'm not going to enjoy this
what
one.
What about our previous suggestions has made you doubt us?
Wait, you thought you weren't going to enjoy it?
Yeah, not
Coen Brothers.
Not so much
with Jeff Bridges in it.
Not so much that it was against the previous suggestions. It was more this had been so hyped. I thought it's never going to be as good as, you know, people keep on going on about it.
That's what I thought about Jurassic Park after you kept talking about it.
Have you seen Jurassic Park?
Yep.
Have you rewatched it since I started talking about it? You should do
it. It's probably going to be terrible.
You're making an enemy of me, or no?
That's
already happened.
Yeah, that's not going to affect our life in any way.
Okay.
You're not really a dangerous enemy to have, Chris.
Yet.
No.
I have some enemies.
Well, they are real enemies.
Yeah.
Who?
Like.
Can you name them?
No.
Okay. Right. So, you're not going to name them.
No.
Okay.
Some inconsiderate bastards.
Is wood floors in that entire building?
It's the door to the ladies' bathroom. Right there.
Is it? What,
yep.
Just... So
yep.
It's like a two-way door?
Yep.
So, I'm not...
Most doors are two-way.
No, one-way door.
All right, no. Shut up. No, so I mean, I'm not going to do this, but I can just walk in there.
Yep.
Like, well, don't do it. Oh, okay. So
All goes allowed.
Yeah, but okay, all is just going to the bathroom. I think this is a new low for the podcast.
This is a two-way door.
It's an illusion. I've been watching Arrested Development, like, religiously, so
good.
I've been quoting that every day.
Have you watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia yet?
I have watched the first couple of episodes of that,
yeah. What do you think?
Funny. I really like Charlie Day.
Mm-hmm.
He's really funny. He's probably... Him and Jason Bateman are the best things, horrible bosses, which I've now seen.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah.
You said you didn't like the end of that film.
Oh, it wrapped up really quickly.
Hmm.
It was, what, like a 10-minute long conclusion? And the build-up had been so long with all the various bosses, mm-hmm. but the Kevin Spacey conclusion took about 10 minutes. And
I suppose.
It was a bit unsatisfying.
I was kind of satisfied.
You're easily satisfied with.
Okay, I'm easily satisfied. In films. I'm easily satisfied in films and TV shows.
Sure.
And food.
Remember that story you told us?
Yeah, okay, let's move on.
That was not easy. That was not easy, to be fair.
It's not about how long it lasts. But letting go is satisfying.
Oh, God. That's what I feel about movies, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's
not. Yeah. No, the... What's that film? The film. 21 Jump Street. I've seen that now.
Are you just now naming films you've seen?
Have you seen the original 21 Jump Street?
Oh, for fuck's sake. You know what? No, I've not seen that yet, no.
No.
I see, yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
What?
I might watch it. I don't want to make an enemy.
I thought you loved the new one.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you watch the original?
I don't know. I've got so much stuff to watch.
Should be getting on with the important
facts.
Yeah,
like
the 230
film.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm getting through it, man. I'm getting there slowly but surely.
Definitely slowly.
Okay, but I mean, I should trust you more with your choices because I've not really let you down.
Yeah, never been wrong.
But there's still that thing where. There's a thing where you kind of have been made to watch a film and you're like,
Well, that's just you being a child, really.
Therapy, well, with all of them. Yeah, okay, no, maybe it is. I have enjoyed them so far. They've not let me down yet. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a film where that I might not enjoy. I think we should probably pick that one next.
A film that you're not going
yeah.
to
no, I mean, if you think there's a film he might not like that's on the list, tell me about it so I can
but
watch
I
it
that, if I put them on the list I probably think they're pretty good.
Maybe
I think there's a girl in the bathroom there, Chris.
I think
again.
Could you stop trying your hands? I'm making a podcast here
in the bathroom, everyone.
Very well yeah, I'm going to get dry. Unless it's a Dyson Airblade.
Well, there is a two-way door there.
Yeah, it's always helps when there's a two-way door. You know what I mean? You don't know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
I don't know what I mean. Anyway.
What you mean is there are two doors.
What he means is there's a door that you can enter and exit out of.
We're all in a very funny mood today, aren't we?
Can we move on to a topic?
Yeah,
I'm getting a bit sleepy.
I was moving on to...
This is working. Where's my mug of Horlicks?
I posted a question last night posted the first on the Colourful Food Films Facebook page, which didn't... nobody commented on. So then I posted it on
Shocker.
My own.
Goes on the
with all the fans we have on that Facebook page.
The question that I posed, I think we'll maybe make this a regular feature, air quotes... of the podcast.
See if you don't call attention to the things that are physically happening that people can't see, it's not going to be a thing.
Right.
The reason that it became a thing is that people keep saying, "Oh, you're doing some physical motion there. It's a podcast." Oh, so just don't mention it.
Okay. No, note noted. Okay, so
really, from you,
the question for the podcast was: what film or TV show is the one that cheers you up even on the most shittiest of days? Now,
on the most shittiest. Well,
yeah, the most, like, you know, if you you know.
Oh, yeah, right.
Sophie's Choice always cheers me up. No, it doesn't.
$1 million baby.
There's a lot of responses actually, which I will run through. Some of them, Paul Mum suggested Chuck, which I concur with. That always cheers me up. Carl suggested Toys by Barry Levinson with Robin Williams in it. I remember watching that as a child, and I'm pretty sure it scared the living shit out of me. That's
but
not.
Then so did Casper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I suppose, but it's not a kids' film, is it? Toys.
I remember seeing it in the cinema when it came out. It's a very strange memory.
Yeah.
I don't think I quite understood it at the time.
Yeah, it's strange. It's a weird film, man. It's weird. I don't know. I wouldn't jam it up that. That would probably put me in a weird place. I disagree with that.
Maybe some people's happy places are weird. You can't disagree with someone's happy
place. Not a weird... Well, no, I'm not disagreeing.
I disagree with the fact that this film makes you happy.
You're not. I just mean for me, it would put me in a...
Yeah, there are probably some films you can disagree with making people happy.
Okay.
Like, if someone watches Schindler's List and comes out all cheered up, it's a bit weird.
That is a bit weird, yeah.
It's Toys have a whole variety of personal reasons for that.
It's Toys.
It's not Chris's place to just storm in somebody else's happy film and start tearing the set down.
I'm not necessarily saying Toys is one of them, but there are certain films that would be a bit weird if they cheered you up.
No, I'm not saying that Toys is a bit... I haven't seen it for ages, but I can remember watching it as a kid and being a little bit freaked out. Is it not quite a dark film, from what I remember? It gets quite strange.
Oh, look at me, I haven't seen it.
I don't know. I'll probably watch it again and see if it makes me happy. there's a few from Louise Rogers. Bridget Jones's Diary, Runaway Bride, or Ocean's 11. I can't say I've seen Bridget Jones's Diary or Runaway Bride, but I've seen Ocean's 11. Have you guys seen any of them? Do you agree, disagree?
All of them, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
What's the second one, sorry?
Runaway Bride, I think.
I don't like Julia Roberts.
She
is, in the words of one of my good friends, he described Julia Roberts quite poignantly, as an over-moisturised ass. That's what her face looks like.
Yeah, yeah. I just can't get her. David's just left.
He pictured Julia Roberts.
Yeah, whenever Julia Roberts gets brought up, David just can't stand it anymore and just runs.
No, she's terrible. I can't believe it, but I'm upset by the fact that the Academy gave her an Oscar.
I can understand why those films would probably cheer people up, because they're quite, you know,
Ocean's Eleven
is a fun film. It's kind of fun. It's kind of like,
maybe it's George Clooney's face, because I could get on board with
that. It's that bassy sort of funky soundtrack and stuff. Yeah, okay. Helen Nugent, said Pretty Women and Friends. Definitely agree with Friends. Not seen Pretty Women. Friends always tickles me. I love Friends so much. What are you laughing at? What's wrong with Friends? What's wrong with Friends, David?
What?
I don't mean like as in just what am I wrong with my friends? I mean the show Friends.
Rapidly goes downhill after Monica and Chandler get married, and everyone becomes really, really annoying and a parody of
even
themselves.
Even before then, really, they become caricatures of themselves.
After London, really, probably is when it starts.
I would want to be friends with.
I would want to be friends with Chandler. And Ross.
Oh, Ross is a whiny bitch.
Yeah. Right, now you see that, but I am Ross Geller, that's you see, so...
Exactly! So,
yeah, the fact that you took it as a compliment didn't mean it was.
Okay. Okay, there. I've not seen Pretty Women. again, I can imagine that's that kind of underdog story in it. Does she not a hooker that gets made good or something? You know, my knowledge of Pretty Woman is only through a certain episode of The Office.
Gets made good.
Basically, she's a
fancy lady.
She's a hooker in New York, and Richard Gere is
plays Richard Gere.
He's a banker, and they basically through a series of events they switch roles. Richard Gere becomes a prostitute,
and she becomes a banker.
Okay,
yep.
It's sort of like Trading.
Well,
it's
not much difference.
It's like Trading Places, but without Eddie Murphy.
No, okay, move it. Whatever. Oh, Trading
really
Places, actually,
really
was that a film?
No.
Trading Places was not a film that was suggested. Someone else, Friends.
It's Large Man and Back at Lights.
Scrubs? No?
What's any episode of Scrubs? Because there are a couple that are horrifyingly sad.
Yeah.
Like any of the ones with Brendan Fraser.
Exactly.
The general.
Brendan? Brandon.
The majority. No, it's Brendan Fraser.
Brendan or Brandon?
Brendan.
I think it's Brandon.
No, it's Brendan.
I have no idea.
It's definitely Brendan.
Brandon.
Yeah, well, Brendan, if you're listening, change your name.
Brendan.
It's definitely Brendan.
I don't know.
School of Rock is one by Sarah McNeil, suggested that. Niall Day suggested 30 Rock and Stranger Than Fiction. You know what, I'm looking for some response for you guys. It's just...
I haven't seen.
Okay. Have you seen?
I'm not a big fan of 30 Rock. I think most of the characters are really obnoxious.
I don't like Tracy Jordan. No, this
yeah,
is
see,
what...
See, I'm
sorry, this
Tracy
is...
Tracy Jordan?
Yeah.
Or Tracy Morgan?
Tracy Morgan.
Is he not
Tracy Jordan in the show.
Oh, right.
I mean, what's that about?
I don't know.
What's your t-shirt here?
My t-shirt is Ghostbusters, which is one of the films that makes me cheered up, actually.
Put it back on.
Yeah. I don't actually like Tracy Morgan either, not that much.
Yeah, let's try and stop shitting on people's cheery up.
Not shitting.
No, we're not.
I'm having an opinion. I didn't say, oh, that's shit. I said, I don't particularly enjoy it.
Stranger Than Fiction, actually, yeah, that's a good film. Still Game, my mate Stephen said that.
Always.
Yeah, always. Still Game is always funny. Still Game is
right, Severus Snape.
Still Game is damn funny. That always cracks me up.
Severus Snape always chews me up.
Greg Hemphill and Ford Kiernan.
That's not true.
I always mix the two of them up. Greg Kiernan and Ford Hemphill, Jack and Victor, who are playing the characters in Still Game. Yeah, there's a lot on this list. Let's say a lot. We're nearly
it's
at the
good
end.
Ones.
White Chicks. Not seen that myself, actually. No?
No.
Okay, I'm just going to move. I'm going to move on to It's a Wonderful Life. It's one.
That is the most depressing film ever made. Which becomes kind of happy at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, right, has everyone seen It's a Wonderful Life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the ending is actually really sad, because for his whole life, or his youth, he wanted to go travelling the world. And at the end, he's still saddled with his family in this tiny town. I think it would have ended better if he said, hey family, look
Fuck
at all
you.
This money we've got, let's go and travel the world. Let's not stay in this tiny town and...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think if you were only at Christmas time, it could be a real...
Yeah.
It could be the death
blow. Okay. Wow. Dumb and Dumber. I was suggested by one of my old teachers.
Did you like Jim Carrey?
I do like Jim Carrey. And Jeff Daniels, who's actually going to be in the new Aaron Sorkin TV show. I cannot wait for that. The Newsroom.
It sounded like you said Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin.
That's his wife.
I did say it.
Aaron.
That's how he pronounced his name.
Aaron.
No, it's not. I've listened to the podcast before. It's like Aaron Sorkin. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's
the
way Americans say it.
Aaron.
It's two A's. It's Aaron.
Well, he's American, isn't he?
Yeah, but the way you say it in your Scottish accent, you're saying Aaron. Like...
Like your friend Aaron.
Okay, Aaron Sorkin.
Like a lady.
The final one was Sherlock. My mate Graham suggested Sherlock.
It's stirred up by Sherlock.
All of the field.
Have you seen the final?
Let me not cheer up, but it's like they enjoy it. You know, it doesn't necessarily cheer them up, but they're feeling down.
Feel good.
Yeah, you said what can make you feel happy on your shittiest of days.
Exactly.
I can see some of that. The banter between Sherlock and
does Martin
Watson.
Freeman's sad face at the therapist.
I don't
when
think
he
he's talking to that specific episode. I think he's talking the other episodes and stuff.
You're right. They are all a hoot.
It's a comedy right up until Breaking Back.
My friend.
Put it back on.
accentuates that tattoo in your upper head.
Oh, this is fun. Anyway, thank you. If you're listening, God bless you. Thanks for
I'm not on board with that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to point that out
what?
As the atheist in this room.
Me too.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
So, for all the atheists,
like,
Joss bless you.
Let's definitely not make this into a religious debate.
I never made it a religious debate. I just said I'm not on board with your God bless you.
Okay, bless you. They've not sneezed, simultaneously. God damn it! Anyway, thank you for listening and suggesting your films. I'm going to turn this over to our illustrious guests on this fantastic podcast, which is slowly pushing me to breaking point. And what films make you feel good and the most shittiest of days? I'm going to start with you, Olga. Go.
I'm thinking.
Now.
Do you want a real answer here?
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Matt, what about you? I'll not start with Olga, I'll start with you, Matt. What one? What film, you know, if you're down, or TV show, you pop on and you think, ah, there you go, I love those guys. That's
probably films that I watched a lot as a child.
Oh, yeah, they do. Or
that. Certainly films that were off and on in the household.
Uh-huh. So,
Caddyshack.
Bill Murray, of course. Hook, yeah. Jumanji.
That doesn't cheer me up.
She didn't say it was bad, she said it doesn't cheer her up.
Okay.
I love that film.
I had it not cheer you up, this is quite.
Alien.
Aliens 3.
Alien would cheer me up.
Yeah.
Blade Runner.
Just because I adored it so much.
That's it.
Easy A.
I'm on board with that, definitely.
That.
White Man Can't Jump.
I actually love that film.
Actually,
it's super.
Yep. Easy.
Ace Ventura.
Fantastic. Yes.
That was a film that I watched a lot as a child and imitated a lot.
Yeah, I used to try and be.
And
Ace
my mother was very proud of my face expressions. Very proud.
I always tried to be Ace Ventura.
Me too.
Yeah. Didn't really work out.
I always wanted to be Jim Carrey.
I kind of still want to be Jim Carrey a little bit. No. No,
at a certain stage in his career.
Mm.
Okay, what's the best Jim Carrey film? We'll come back to that.
After
actually.
After Ace Ventura, Eternal Sunshine.
Ooh yeah, Liar Liar is really funny though.
Tis. The Cable Guy.
Truman Show.
Brilliant.
Of course,
The Truman Show is fantastic. Actually, I watched that a lot as a young girl.
Or your favorite, Bruce Almighty.
I love Bruce Almighty actually.
I know
you.
What was that casting film that he did?
The number 23?
Yeah.
Gassed.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
I
wanted to.
No, the trailer was not.
It's, I can't really remember that much. It's a little bit.
Shit.
Yeah. But it's Jim Carrey, you know, I'll forgive him. Okay. But Easy A, I definitely agree with that one. That always puts me in a good mood, because Emma Stone's fantastic.
I could retell the entire film to you right now. I won't, but
okay.
I could.
We'll have a special edition of the podcast where
just one woman reenactment of
Easy A, and then we get sued. Okay.
No, we'll just call it Easy A.
What about you, David? What's your feel good, cheery up film? I know the answer.
All of the Joss Whedon. Just all of it.
I thought you were going to say
Except the Body.
And Hush.
Serenity. Specifically.
That is part of Joss Whedon's.
Okay, I was asking. Damn it. Yeah, no, Serenity. That I can see that being a film that I can watch.
The Goonies.
A lot. Oh, The Goonies. Yeah, I love The Goonies. Anything that Steven Spielberg, I was going to say anything that Steven Spielberg does, but no, that's probably not true because he does some pretty hard hitting stuff like Schindler's List.
Those Corey Feldman films from the 80s. The Burbs.
Yeah.
The Burbs. Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I hated Lost Boys.
Really?
Really?
I've actually not seen it, so.
There you go.
Didn't really give it much thought, yeah.
All of the John Hughes films from the 80s.
Mm. High Fidelity.
Yes.
Planes, Trains and Automobiles is one that always...
I thought it would ask Planes, Trains and Automobiles. That's a film, right?
No, that's a thing. That's...
John Belushi is an act for making me laugh, actually.
Yeah.
No, not John Belushi, sorry. No. John Candy. Jesus. Yeah. But
this picture you've put on your Facebook cheers me up. Like this picture of the tea.
Yeah, Pinjana. Pinjana tea. Yeah. I like Pinjana tea. Pinjana tea.
I drink the Ambari. I
have a Pinjana mug.
I have a Pinjana mug, yeah.
Such a fanboy.
I have a lot of Pinjana mugs.
You got free, I imagine. Some sort of promotion.
Yeah. Promotion.
Hoffa's always cheers me up.
No, I didn't print my own mug, no.
Don't you make it, right?
Yeah. Scott Pilgrim.
Such as the influence of tea on my head.
Yeah. Anything with Jason Schuster.
That's fantastic. You guys are talking about.
We're talking about something that actually is about to be okay.
Yeah, so.
Jason Schwartzman's face cheers me up.
Bill Murray's.
Ted Danson.
Bill Murray's everything.
Yeah, I was watching that episode of Frasier. Did you ever watch Frasier?
I love Frasier. Yeah. Absolutely love Frasier.
Where Sam comes back.
Yes.
Ted Danson. And I was watching that yesterday with my flatmate, Stephen, and I turned to him and I said, I could have had his children.
Still time. Still alive.
Yep. Toy Story!
He's not gone yet.
Toy Story, that always cheers me up.
I think Pixar are just sort of a given, though.
Oh, yeah.
No. Up.
Oh, except that.
Oh, Up.
Well, up intermittently cheers you up and then punches you in the face.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I'm such a fan of them all. I like Monsters, Inc.
I thought you were going to go... We always talk to Matt, he's going to give us some insight.
I like Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, though,
the Princess Bride. That's a film that always cheers me up.
Labyrinth.
David Bowie's bulge.
Zombieland.
That's been bulge.
Zombieland. See, I can see Cabin in the Woods actually a film that would. Although that's maybe a bit of a.
It would cheer you up in that nauseating kind of way.
Yeah, no, I've seen it twice now, I absolutely love it. It's
yeah, no, I love it too,
yeah.
But.
Entertaining.
So
but yeah.
The
horror?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Cabin in the Woods. It's really, I mean, it's fun. It's just fantastic. I really, really love it so very much. You've really made way with that chocolate. Oh god, a big bar of I'm not going to name the chocolate because
I already said it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Other chocolates are available.
You're going to be landed with a lawsuit.
Yeah.
She's eating arrow.
Yeah.
Well, last week was basically I was vying for sponsorship by Netflix.
Oh, I got Netflix yesterday.
Yes. It's fantastic.
There's been quite a lot of product placement here. Punjab, Snapple.
Every single film we've talked about.
Richard Gere.
Julia Roberts.
Not so much.
Not so much. Okay, yeah. So that was, I feel like
Hollywood could do without her.
Who?
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
As well as like Cameron Diaz, Ryan Reynolds.
Sorry, I was just gonna say I want all of you to come on, like maybe if you can't even come on every week for the whole episode, but just even pre-record a segment of your riots against Hollywood stars, because that would be a really good
Hollywood
feature.
Can deal with that with all.
Yeah. Yes. People Hollywood can
deal with that. Olga presents the Hollywood kill list.
So, Olga, who is it today? Julia Roberts, Cameron Diaz, and Ryan Reynolds.
No, Ryan Reynolds was last time.
Okay, we'll go.
No, I wouldn't.
What's up with Cameron Diaz?
Destroy Cameron Diaz.
I like Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, well, you would.
Why do you know that? Oh, because she's a blonde woman?
No, because you and your taste.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was...
No, okay, fair enough.
That's very strictly related to you.
All right, then. No, she's Joy Cam Diaz. Matt?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I can't off the top of my head think of many films that I enjoy. There's something about
Mary. Yes.
That's the one I'm thinking of. That's only film I've seen that I've enjoyed. Shrek?
There you go.
Shrek, he's good Shrek. So I Married an Axe Murderer is a film that
it's out of the film, yeah.
That's that brightens my day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've seen that? It's
very good film.
It's a very funny film.
Yeah,
I love that film. Jesus.
Like that lad that plays the police chief.
Oh yeah, he is good. No, are you talking about the guy who's not Alan Arkin? Okay.
I know who's going to be a person.
There's the older guy.
Rosie.
And
then
his mate,
who's
the police officer.
Okay.
That stupid woman in Transformers 3, which is the worst film ever made.
Have seen it?
Yes. It's
isn't
disgusting.
That
Transformers?
What's that one? We'll get back to the... What were we talking about there?
I just asked you who Alan Arkin was.
Oh, yeah, he's... he's in Little Miss Sunshine, Catch 22.
He's in the Muppets.
Got you.
Very funny. He's the guy in the soap.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's one of the he's a very soft
the
and stuff. Yeah. Sorry, you were. We didn't really do our people Hollywood could do without properly. Who is it this week?
I could go into Michael Bay and all the crimes he's made against
humanity.
Do
it.
But
do it.
The specific focus on Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, who my friend Lucy and I actually call something completely different. Is this a PG kind
no.
of
film?
Oh, no. Fuck no.
Is it Rosie Cunting
no.
with me?
Oh.
Yeah, no, actually, the second part has just changed to tit face. No. Transformers 3 is an appalling film, and no one should ever watch it. Because it is offensive on so many levels. Have you seen it?
I've not seen it, no.
Have any of you seen it? Good for you. Good for you.
So, what's her name?
Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
She used to be a lawyer.
I thought she was a TV chef.
Are you thinking of Anthony Morrow Thompson?
Who's the guy that does the sort of
River Cottage,
is it called? Oh. So his name
Hugh? Hugh Fenner-Wentz, though?
Yeah, he's in Transformers 3
yeah.
as the girl.
He's Shia LaBeouf's love interests in Transformers 3.
Yeah.
And probably an interesting, more interesting film.
Yes, it would be.
Convenient.
Just
robots just killing everyone around him, just sitting making some eggs.
Yeah. The female lead in that film used to work for the White House. She then quits.
Oh, you mean in the film?
Yes.
I thought you meant Rosie Huntington.
Well,
pretty
sure she was a model.
No.
She's a model. Oh, that's Edge.
She's the advertiser of White House.
Cal Penn of... Harold and Kumar, no box for the White House.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah,
that's true.
But yeah, she used to work at the White House. This character, and then she quits to go work in a car museum where they pay her to wear a tiny white dress and lie on cars.
And
the first shot of her in the film is her walking up the stairs in her underwear, and a shot from below her bum, just following her up the stairs.
What film is this again?
Transformers 3.
I've not seen it. I have no intention of seeing it.
Don't.
Because I just... Well.
It's actually like 20 steps backwards in terms of...
humanity.
Yeah. Everything, really. Filmmaking, writing, if there's even any involved.
So, have you listened to Mark Kermode's reviews of the Transformers
yes.
films? They are fantastic. I could just listen.
I love Mark Kermode.
The Kermodian rants.
Mm.
I love them. I've yet to hear you review the Avengers and stuff like that.
I want David Mitchell to come to my place and tell me what he thinks about Transformers.
Yeah, my mum loves David Mitchell, actually.
My mum loves David Mitchell.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. I can really... I mean, the rants, I appreciate them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like a good rant.
Yeah.
I really like
him. He's
like,
I feel you, bro. Or
have you listened to his... or watched his...
Yeah,
no, I've not watched it yet.
It's
good.
It's
yeah,
good.
Just It's all web series of just his raps.
I like a good rap. Olga likes a good rap against Hollywood.
Not Hollywood as a whole.
Not Hollywood as a whole, no, sorry.
Certain people.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Certain films. Many films, really. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I like a good rant. So I do. Yeah. It's been very...
You should hear him on the Middle East.
Those damn Asians, he says.
Whoa, I don't see that. No. Not even a little bit. We're going to move on. Because
I was about to comment on Chris's Kabbalah bracelet.
What was that?
Chris is very liberal.
Yeah, he does Kabbalah.
I didn't know
he has done a civil partnership with Carol.
What?
He has done a civil partnership with Carol.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Well, no. How many presenters of podcasts will do the whole thing naked?
Wearing just a Kabbalah bracelet.
I don't know what that is.
Navy tattoos.
I think that's probably...
And the piglet one. I like that one. Yeah. Although, the location...
Yeah. Oh my god.
We're in a women's toilet, Chris is naked, and we're doing a podcast.
Every Thursday.
I think you should open the podcast each week with a description of your surroundings. Just have you took a look around?
I don't know.
We have done that a few times. We're in our room. We're in a room which is
adjacent to a women's bathroom.
Adjacent to a women's bathroom. There's two tiles.
There's a painting of a cash register.
Yeah,
and the window.
This says Lorna Till.
There's two tires.
And a vintage TV.
A vintage TV. I don't get the tiles.
Isn't that cute?
There's a collection of used condoms in the corner.
Is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no. Is there? There is. Okay. There's.
There's blood everywhere.
What? There's a pig flap.
There's
is
a pair of cleavers on the windowsill.
So weird.
Chris has got an axe in his hand. There's a hooker on the floor.
Whoa! It's, no! Stop!
It's Richard Gere.
Call back! I think that's probably the.
It's okay, Dustin Hoffman has phoned apparently.
These get more and more ridiculous each week.
Yeah, but who did you invite? I mean, what did you expect?
I didn't see ridiculous as a bad thing.
Well, he didn't invite me. He brought me here under the... with the ruse that we were going to go for dinner.
And that he's going to be naked, which he is. So he fulfilled one of the criteria.
And we've got Erewhon crisps. So, well, we did have, but the Olga polished them off. You hungry, Olga?
They are looking pretty shiny right now.
Right, anyway, I think that's
it's
probably...
ketchup-flavoured crisps.
I think it's time we call it a day in this week's podcast. Do you know what you think? It's been a very... weird, jaded, bizarre episode of the Killer Tofu Films podcast. We're probably going to be back next week for some more.
Will you be back next week for
more? I have no idea. We will.
I'm just amazed it lasted so long. Your erection, that is.
And on that note.
And Richard Gere's pulse.
Yeah.
You should probably consult a physician for that.
Thank you for watching.
What were we saying?
I meant listening.
Fucking retard.
But you don't finish with that.
Oh, he does. He does. That's
not.
That's so offensive.
Shall we quit?
No, the word.
Oh, there you go. I thought I was getting backed up by my homie.
No.
Homie?
Oh, God. I really should just sort of stop talking sometimes.
Do you think I have a single homie? Homie? Really?
I may not be back next week, the way this is heading. We are still recording.
The axe is in my hands now.
There is no axe, sorry.
But there is an erection.
And my axe.
Anyway, this is over and out.
Bye.
Goodbye.